The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we're heading for trouble. We're going to shoot it down, steer clear of it, and get you come out safe on the other side, because we're joined right now, as we are each week at this time, by David Trainer, president of New Constructs, which evaluates securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. What makes something attractive is typically that, well, when you dig in at the footnotes level, you find that the picture that is holding a stock back is maybe not a true picture of the condition of the company. But the flip side is what happens when we're talking about dangerous stocks. They're the ones where when you go from the top down, like most people, you see a picture that's inflated by earnings and accounting tricks and other things that make a balance sheet maybe tell some fibs and tall tales. David Trainer and the crew at New Constructs digs in at the bottom up. They look to see where things are misleading, and the more misleading, the more dangerous. And that's what we talk about here on the show. But if you want to learn about their most attractive and most dangerous lists, if you want to get more information on their danger zone pick and more, go to newconstructs.com on Twitter, at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you very much. And I wanted to make sure I mentioned real quick, you gave me a nice shout out on our success on some new launches. I didn't mention which ones those were, and I'll take quickly just a second to say it's Scottrade. So if you're a Scottrade client, you get access to New Constructs for free, and there you get access to long ideas every week as well as the danger zone ideas.
Yeah. So again, that side of people looking for what's attractive and not just what's dangerous. And so, yes, I did give a shout out last week because you guys have done it. And I know we have a couple of Scottrade customers. Hopefully they will be able to take advantage of it. Now let's give them something to work on. Who's in the danger zone this week?
Zoes.
Danger, danger.
Okay, this is Zoe's or Zoe's Kitchen. It's ticker symbol Z-O-E-S. What's the problem here?
Non-GAAP, misleading earnings, expensive valuation, just a bad off-balance sheet debt. It's just a bad message here. It's a business in a crowded space. The whole growth story is like, oh, you know, we're just going to grow real fast and our earnings will be terrible. We're not going to make any money. Then all of a sudden, we'll stop growing and we'll be profitable. But you'd think when they slow down growth, they'd begin to show some improvements in profitability. We're not seeing that. We think this is, you know, like a Shake Shack and all these guys like fad investing. It's going to be the next Starbucks. Well, you know, you only have one Starbucks. You have one Google. Anyway, it's a ticking time bomb.
What is going to make it go off? What's going to be the thing that actually blows up on this? Is it going to be one specific thing where people say, look at how out of whack the numbers are? Is it going to be something else? And I know you can't always predict catalysts, but what I'm really looking for is what's the powder here that's creating the explosion in terms of what's the thing that makes you say, you know, come on, how can you not see that this is totally ridiculous?
We think that we're going to see an earnings miss here because the company is being forced to move prices higher in face of declining traffic, and we think it's going to kill them. Their margins are already the lowest in the business, right? So they can't really afford to bring prices lower. They're not making money. They got to find a way to make money with what they are selling, right, in the stores they have. And we think that's going to lead to a decline in traffic. And we're going to see this business really start to unwind as these issues that are deep down will begin to surface and manifest in a fairly rapid decline in traffic when Zoe's is really just not that inexpensive a place to eat anymore and therefore not that attractive.
When you look at restaurant companies, there is sort of a long history of something started, it got popular, it did whatever, and then it kind of went away. Where does this fall? Because I'm not really familiar with Zoe's or Zoe's Kitchen. I've never eaten there. I can't say, wow, this is a place that's going to take off. But over time, I mean, over the years, I've covered everything from El Pollo Loco, which I remember people talking about as a hot stock in the 1980s, and it's gone like nowhere over multiple incarnations since then. Then you talk about some of the other restaurant stocks. Where does this fit in? Is this the kind of thing that it survives and maybe it becomes part of something else someday? Or is this the kind of thing where, you know, yeah, it's today's fad, it could be tomorrow's gone?
I love that you mentioned El Pollo Loco. That was a danger zone stock that turned out to be very dangerous. You know, it's hard to say how they end up. Chuck, look, we live in a world where we have the stupid money risk. You never know who might buy somebody. I mean, I think I'd love to refer to the Microsoft LinkedIn deal. I mean, that's just Microsoft needed to do something to keep the company interesting, so they waste a bunch of money on LinkedIn. No one's been able to figure that acquisition out yet. So it's hard to say for sure. Does Zoe's Got a Business? You know, it's possible. I don't know how it fits in with other places. It's not a particularly interesting or different place. You know, it's a lot of chicken-oriented stuff. Salads, sandwiches. I don't see how it's that different from a Panera Bread or St. Louis Bread Company or all these different bread companies you see popping around or any coffee shop that offers sandwiches. There's nothing really unique or special about it that gives it much standalone value. The valuation at $24 implies they're going to grow profits at 20% compounded annually for over a decade. If we assume they only grow by 17% for a little less than a decade, it's $14, right? And the no growth value is low single digits. You know, this is one of those great situations where I don't feel like I need to like be that good about sort of predicting exactly how it ends up. It's clearly not going to end up where the current stock price says it will in terms of profit growth. Probably significantly below that. And that's the beauty, I think, of new constructs. We're not about trying to be precise about exactly what the target price is going to be.
Right.
We're good, and we're precise about where the risk in the market is.
Well, and
your portfolio.
And as you pointed out, you made a case for $14 that didn't exactly sound like 14 was where it's going. And it's trading at closer to 24 today. So significant haircut, and that would be a good scenario. It's obvious why Zoe's Kitchen is in the danger zone. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us on the show.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
It's Zoe's Kitchen or Zoe's Kitchen. I'll let you pronounce it the way you want. The ticker symbol Zoes. It is our danger zone pick today, trading in the $24 range. And you heard David make a case for 14, and that wasn't exactly the strongest case for the company either. All right. If you want more information on New Constructs, if you want more information on their Danger Zone picks, because they do blog about it, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Up next, Brian Nick, Chief Investment Strategist for TIAA Investments, when Money Life returns.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.